Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans! Introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please rise. Remove your caps, turn your attention to the flags in left field. Veteran Jimmy salute the flag and join John Eichel as he honors America with our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
For the rampart.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Alongside Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It is time for some Midwest League baseball. Today, the High A affiliate of the Oakland A's, the Lansing Lugnuts, plays the first in a six-game series against the High A affiliate of the LA Dodgers, the Great Lakes Loons. We come your way from Midland, Michigan. Adam, the last time these two teams saw each other, the Lugnuts were going 3-0 to open up the season, and then the Great Lakes Loons went out and they won the first half division title. A lot has happened since then.
I remember it being colder, but then there being a warm streak because, as you mentioned, Lansing, the only team in the league with a winning record against the Loons so far, and they swept on the road. That was a great start to the year, and of course, Loons ran away with the first half division title, but they did not have their best time against the Lansing Lugnuts. Hopefully that continues starting tonight.
Let's meet the Lugnuts starting lineup. Letting things off today, the shortstop, Max Muncy. Batting second, welcome back, Caden Trenkel, just off the injured list. Heading third, the catcher, Daniel Susak. Left fielder, Johnny Butler, it's a cleanup. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Junior Perez. Heading sixth, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Batting seventh, at first base, Denny Bautista Jr. Heading eighth, the DH, Clark Elliott. And rounding off the order, the second baseman, A. Rebiel Anales to support the lefty Brady Basso. And Adam, they will take on a tough southpaw in the towering Ronan Kopp.
Ronan Kopp, yes, I like the way you deliver that. Fastball, slider, curve, and a changeup. 12th rounder in 2021 out of South Mountain CC. That the 20-year-old from Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, Lansing going to have a difficult challenge with this man, but hopefully they can find a way, and then they'll get Jermyn Rosario to be the piggyback once we see the end of Kopp.
Here comes the start of Kopp. So the start of his professional career, the start of this season. He went out there. He looked pretty good, Adam. Three innings, six strikeouts, and a game that the Lugnuts eventually went on and won in extra innings, 4-3. That was opening day. And now, here we are. It is game number 69 for Lansing. Game number four of the second half. Big lefty on the hill, Max Muncy steps in at 7:06. Muncy swings and misses, strike one, and we're officially underway. It was here in Great Lakes last year that Muncy had a first pitch home run. Kopp comes set high, kicks, offers. Muncy fouls it off into the screen, quickly nothing in two. The Great Lakes defense features Luis Diaz at third base, Alex Freeland's the shortstop. At second base, Taylor Young. And at first base, the great catching prospect, Dalton Rushing. Frank Rodriguez is the catcher. He's a good catching prospect himself. Chris Newell in left, Jake Vogel in center, Ismael O'Connor on right. 0-2 is fouled back off the top of the screen. No balls, two strikes. It holds on Muncy. Adam, do you mind if I ask you a spotlight Lugnut hitter today?
Let's go with the guy that's back in town, right? Caden Trenkel.
Guess who just got back today? I'm not sure how wild-eyed, but on deck. 0-2. Muncy rips it foul up the left side. Right past his third base coach and manager, Craig Conklin. Do you remember that Conk got hit by a foul ball in the Wisconsin series?
I saw the post on his Instagram story.
It's tough to be a third base coach.
He's been hit a couple of times this year.
He is in the firing line. Again, the two-strike pitch. And again, Muncy fouls it away. This one sent skying backward. So Ronan Kopp keeps on throwing fastballs. Keeps on getting strikes. Max Muncy keeps on staying alive. 54 strikeouts for Kopp through 38 and two-thirds innings, 28 walks. Time graded right here. The home plate umpire, by the way, is Daniel, by the way. Our bases umpire is Juan Gomez. Kopp has his sign from Frank Rodriguez. The slow, high set. The kick. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in. On appeal, Gomez denies it up the right side. And there, at last, is ball one.
Well, three more.
That is where you can get to Ronan Kopp. Muncy, first the five straight pitches, the fouls. And now he takes ball two down and in. Swinging strike, four consecutive foul balls. Ball one, ball two to Max. Cloudy skies above. The whole story here in Michigan yesterday and especially today has been the air quality index because of the Canadian wildfires. 2-2, waved at him, missed. He got him. At 93 miles an hour and down, Muncy strikes out swinging to open up the game against Cobb.
That's so tough, baseball. I mean, everything was good for Max through seven pitches there. He was fouling off pitches in the zone, stayed off a couple out of the zone, but that last one out of the zone he couldn't stay off of, and then adds up being the strikeout.
So bring up your spotlight, Lugnut. Bring back Caden Trenkel, the Oklahoma State Cowboy. On a day that the Oklahoma State Cowboy Brady Basso is starting, Trenkel takes a fastball for a called strike at 95.
Guess who's back, back, back? Caden's back, back, back.
Tell a friend.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. A one. Whacked right through the right side of the infield, a base hit to right center. Jake Vogel plays, center fielder gets it in. And it's a one-out single for Caden.
You think they missed this guy, Jesse? I mean, he was sitting atop the order. He was getting on base. He was walking. He was getting base hits. He was getting into scoring position. It is great to have Mr. Trenkel back, and he wasted no time at all getting aboard.
I remember early on this year, he had a day off, and the Lugnuts were shut out. And his hitting coach, Ron Whitmire, told me that was not a coincidence. He runs first pitch to Daniel Susak, called the strike inside corner. Throw down late, no tag by Young. He's now got the steal. Stolen base number five in seven attempts. Well now. In scoring position. Nothing to nothing, top of the first inning. A no ball, one strike pitch to Daniel Susak. Got fooled on the breaking ball down. Went around too far for strike two.
So you got a base hit. You got a stolen base. What else does he have here in this first inning?
Well, the question is, can they deliver him? Susak went 0 for 5 with four strikeouts in the Sunday finale at Wisconsin. Right-handed batter. The lefty cup with an 0-2. Fastball inside. 96 on that heater. Ball one. On deck, Johnny Butler. You know, you add Caden Trenkel in, and this lineup looks loaded. Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, a great series at Appleton. They're hitting fifth and sixth. A ball and two strikes. Cop delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him with the hook. Second strike out for Cop. Second at top of the first. So bring up Johnny Butler, who hit three home runs at Wisconsin against the Timber Rattlers, slash through four games of that series, the Utter Tuggers. So Johnny Butler now leads the Lugnuts 10 home runs this year, 9 doubles, 6 triples. First pitch. That's a little high, ball one with the off speed. Lefty versus lefty, the matchup, with Trenkel at second base and no score. Two-ton bat in Butler's hands, a red-stained barrel. Pitch on its way, swing and a miss, chasing the off-speed in the dust. Blocked well by Rodriguez. One ball and one strike. So all those fastballs to Max Muncy. And what have we seen since then? A lot of the secondary stuff from Kopp. Butler's batting average right now is at .244. He has lifted it. A 1-1. Strike called at the knees by Daniel, by the way. One ball and two strikes on the left fielder, Butler, out of NC State. He was drafted by the Oakland Athletics in the 14th round 2 years ago, and we have seen him blossom this year. Injuries hampered him last year. Here's the 1-2. The breaking ball waved at and missed. He's gone on strikes. Three strikeouts for Kopp in the first inning. Though Trenkel did his best, the single, the seal, he's stranded. And we go to the bottom of the first. Lansing, nothing. Great Lakes coming up against Brady Basso.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a team says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ronan Kopp struck out the side in the top of the first inning around a single by Caden Schrenkel, whom he stranded. And now we go to the bottom of the first. Lugnuts nothing. And the Great Lakes Loons will set up this starting lineup against the lefty Brady Basso. Damon Keith leads off in DHs. Batting second, first baseman Dalton Rushing. Third baseman Luis Diaz hits third. Shortstop Alex Freeland cleans up. Then the left fielder Chris Newell hits fifth. Batting sixth, the second baseman Taylor Young. Right fielder Ismael Alcantara bats seventh. Batting eighth, catcher Frank Rodriguez. At center fielder Jake Vogel bats ninth. First offering, low for ball one to Damon Keith, the DH, a right-handed batter. Adam against the southpaw Brady Basso.
Well, great to see Brady Basso just went the longest he's gone. Four innings last time out.
Swing and a miss of the fastball. One ball, one strike.
And Basso, we know Jesse has that electric curveball that helps him out. Back from the Tommy John where he missed 687 days.
Line drive base hit right up the middle by Keith. And center field junior Perez gloves and lobs into second. A leadoff single for Great Lakes. Dalton Rushing is coming up next.
I don't know if this is not allowed, but Damon Keith, home run leader, knocked in 30-plus RBIs. He was going to be my spotlight loon, Jesse. I don't know if it's too late. I understand if you want to nix it, but...
We have it up for appeal, and the officials are good with it. So, Adam, that'll work, yeah. Lefty-lefty, pass it to Rushing. Popped up but foul, back of home plate and out of play. Strike one. Damon Keith on at first base. The Great Lakes Loons are first in the Midwest League in stealing bases. Keith, one for two, the leadoff hitter. He has not been a part of that. The deal, Rushing takes, Heim, one ball, one strike. So for the Lugnuts on the defensive side, the catcher is Daniel Susak. At first base, Danny Batista Jr. A. Rebill Anales plays second, Max Muncy's at short, Jack Winkler's at third base. Basso sets, throws. Swing and a miss at the height shatter. Strike two. Down to the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left. Junior Perez is in center. And the returning Caden Trinkle is in right. By the way, yesterday, the Oakland Athletics making that move. Trinkle activated from the injured list. Also, Mariano Ricciardi, the infielder, was given his release. Ready to go. 1-2. There's the breaking ball, but it curves down and away. And Rushing takes ball two. Dalton Rushing has one of the best eyes in the Midwest League. He's been walking, not rushing. 42 walks, 51 strikeouts through 48 games. Second rounder last year. Nobody out, no score. Basso stares down Keith. Issues a 2-2. Just off the outside corner. Boy, did he and Susak want that call.
Yeah, I like that pitch right there. I know it missed, and he's shaking his head because he really did think that that was strike three, but that's a good spot. That's going to be there the rest of the game.
And Daniel, by the way, at times has had a very narrow zone. Rushing takes. Strike three called. He is down looking on the fastball in the inside corner. He strikes out for the 52nd time. And Basso records his first K. One away with Keith on at first base. Bring up Luis Diaz. There's no score in the game in the bottom of the first inning. Bass's pitch. Low for ball one. I feel, Adam, like you and I have seen the whole trajectory for Luis Diaz. When he was called up here to Great Lakes last year, then moving around as a super utility guy, just trying to find a spot. And look at him now hitting third. The pitch. Broken bat, line drive left side. Muncy grabs. Keith is off of first base. Muncy's throw perfect across to Batista Jr. Double play. The Lugnuts begin this game with their, oh my goodness, their 67th double play of the year. Most in the Midwest League. It did not take them long. Scoreless first for Brady Basso. We go to the second inning. No score from Dad Diamond.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's go to the second inning from Midland, Michigan, with Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg, Strassler here. Wind blowing from right to left across the field. No score as the Lugnuts end up Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, and Danny Batista Jr. against the Southpaw Ronan Kopp, 6'7", 240 pounds, for the Loon starter. He deals. Junior Perez rockets the first pitch to center. Jake Vogelbeck to his right, tracks it down. One pitch and one away. Hello, first out today, recorded by Kopp, not via the strikeout.
I like that swing from Junior Perez, Jesse, but it is tough to hit home runs here to center field. You usually take them up the line. It's 325 and 332 up right and left field, but a lot of room out there in center field. Pretty good swing, though, for Perez.
Yes, sir. Well, here's Jack Winkler. First pitch, up high, ball one. Adam, I do think that that's something for us to watch. Daniel, by the way, strike zone is notoriously hitter-friendly, not pitcher-friendly. And you've got Ronan Kopp, who has struggled with his command this year. Lefty deals to righty. Winkler takes it low. Check swing. Appeal denied. Two balls, no strikes. There's no score in the game. In the first inning, it was Caden Schenkel with a single against Kopp and then stole second base. However, Kopp left him right there. Strikeouts of Susak and Butler. He deals. Swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike for Winkler. Ronan Kopp is all arms and legs, isn't he? Those arms are flying, the legs are flying. These Lugnuts are having a hard time picking the baseball up out of his hand. Here it is. Fouled off the hands, into the screen. And there's strike two for Winkler.
Yeah, he's a very lengthy build to his frame, no question about it.
But he's not skinny.
No, and those arms, man, they almost dangle all the way down to his knees.
He deals, swing and a miss by Winkler. He's gone on the off-speed in. Strikeout number four for Kopp. Ronan Kopp out of Phoenix, Arizona. A 12th rounder 2 years ago. Based upon what he's done this year, you would say he looks like a find for the Dodgers scouting and development system. His pitch to Danny Bautista Jr., taking all the way, down and in, ball one. Kopp now looks for a 1-2-3 top of the second. But Danny Bautista Jr. has been swinging it well recently. Heading seventh in the order, the first baseman, no score. The pitch. Line shot, left field, Newell in to make the catch, stabbed above his cap. Oh, Bautista Jr. hit that one on the screws, but in the end, three up and three down. Go the 5-6-7 hitters at their 1.5, scoreless from Midland.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
Hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The middle of the Great Lakes Loons order is coming up for the home second. That means Freeland, Newell, and Young. No score from Midland. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here alongside Adam Jaxa in a rare Wednesday series opener. 2 days off, Monday and Tuesday, following the Lugnuts completing the six-game series at Wisconsin. The lefty Brady Basso against the switch-hitting Alex Freeland. Swing and a miss, strike one. Cutter in under the hands.
I don't know how I feel about the 2 days off, Jesse. I know it was nice to get an extra 24 hours, but man, it felt weird.
Here's Basso's winding pitch. Fastball's up and inside. There's a very good reason for it, and that is coming up on Monday at the 3rd of July. Now, every single team in minor league baseball gets to host on either the 3rd or the 4th. Basso's pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in, strike two. Well, the Lugnuts are going to host on the 4th of July. Teams get to choose which day they want. The Lugnuts choose the 4th. The Loons always, every year, choose the 3rd of July. They do not want to have a home game on the 4th. So they'll host on Monday, and then Tuesday, the 4th of July, Lugnuts back home to host Lake County. Basso winds and throws. Fastball high. 2-2.
I think it makes a little bit more sense. Lansing, you're not as close to a ton of lakes, and baseball is more the priority on the 4th, where the Loons up here in the Midland area, there's a ton of lakes all around you.
The pitch, just a little low maybe. Boy, that's a couple of times that Basso thought that he should have gotten the call and didn't get it from by the way. Now the count is now 3-2 and Alex Freeland. Freeland hitting 242 this year, 79 Ks. The pitch, ripped foul a ways off the left side. Now the count holds 3-2. That's funny that you say that. The Great Lakes Loons are surrounded by lakes.
Yes.
That's how they've branded.
I mean, it makes sense. People want to be on the lake, if possible, on the 4th or at a baseball game. One of the two.
Payoff. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 80 for Freeland. And number 2 today for Brady Basso. Reared back and chucked it right by him.
I like the way he's pitching today, Jesse. I know he gave up the base hit to open up the game. 3 pitches in, but a couple strikeouts. Gets the double play. I think that helps settle him in. And let's watch the lefty take over here.
Speaking of the lefty, the left-handed hitting, left fielder Chris Newell steps in next. One out, nobody on, no score. Bottom of the second. Basso's first pitch. Fastball high and wide, ball one. Adam, about Brady Basso. When he first came back this year to the Lugnuts, returning from Tommy John, it was May 3rd against Dayton. It was so good to simply have him back on the mound. 1-0. Strike called on the outside corner. Now it's no longer about, hey, isn't it great that Brady's back? Now he's pitching. Now he's into the routine. Now he's going four innings at Wisconsin, and we'll see how far he can stretch out. Basso to the plate. Strike two called on the inside corner.
He's building, right? I mean, he's doing what every minor leaguer wants to do, get better and better every time they go out there. And for him, it's every few days, he gets a chance to start out this series and see if he can build on that four-inning performance, his longest outing the last time out.
Chris Newell waits, a 1-2. Swing on a miss. He's gone. Basso blowing away Great Lakes Loons batsman. Two strikeouts in a row, three overall through 1 2/3.
A lot of strikeouts in this game on both sides, huh? These pitchers are, they're effective.
We've seen 11 outs recorded in this game. And of those, seven are via strikeouts.
And two of the outs were recorded at the same time, so you got to kind of wipe those two out.
Line out into a double play to end the first inning. Taylor Young takes ball one outside. Just to go back to Brady. I think, Adam, whenever a player returns from injury, we'll check in with Caden Trenkel, returning today from the injured list. How can you not think about your body? Basso's pitch to the right-handed hitting Young. Bouncing ball foul up the left side. But after you get back, and after it's almost 2 months in, you forget about your body, and you just play baseball. And I think we're seeing Brady Basso pitching like he has his whole life.
Yeah, he looks comfortable out there, and he's not concerned about the injury. He's just pitching.
Taylor Young, a 219 hitter, swings and misses on that pitch away. 84 miles an hour here on the stadium gun. And the count very quickly is 1-2. What do you think? Strike out the side. Gets his sign from Daniel Susak. Nods yes. Winds. Throws. Bounced in the off speed. Looking to curve him. Ball two.
And we know that every time the Lugnuts have been able to neutralize the Loons, and as they did through the first three games of the season, it was good pitching. Low-scoring affairs, and Lansing was able to pitch it well against these guys.
Basso to Young. Swinging a ground ball right back to Brady. Pivots about, throws to first, and Batista Jr. receives out number three. Didn't strike out the side. He did put up a perfect side to the 4-5-6 hitters, and he did it comfortably. We go to the third in a scoreless game for Midland. Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
As we come back for the top of the third on a beautiful evening for baseball, just after 7:30 in the Eastern Time Zone. No score between the Loons and the Lugnuts from Dow Diamond, about an hour and a half northeast of Lansing. We start this series on a Wednesday. We will continue it all the way to next Monday, where the Lugnuts head home for July 4th against the Lake County Captains. And so far, we've talked about it. It's a strikeout fest to this point. Four strikeouts for Ronan Kopp. Now the other side, three strikeouts for Brady Basso. an extended warm-up here for Ronan Cobb. He'll get one more pitch as we bring you back here. The Lugnuts looking for their first run of the game. Scoreless so far, had a base hit from Caden Trinkle and a steal in that first inning, but they have not had anything since. Five straight retired, three by strikeouts. It'll be the 8-9-1 batters, Clark Elliott, Aribe Alonjales, and Max Muncy. The Nuts in the alternate black uniforms, black batting helmets, and gray pants tonight against the home whites of the Loons. White jerseys, white pants, red socks, red caps. Lefty on lefty, Ronan Cobb and Clark Elliott. A tall Cobb works from the stretch to begin the inning. A kick in the pitch, up high and inside, ball one. Clark Elliott, the second rounder last year by the A's. Batting 170 so far through his first 31 games. So trying to get going. The man out of Michigan. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the fastball at 92 on the gun. 1-1. 10 runs scored, 18 hits for Elliott. One double. His lone extra base hit this year with 12 driven in. 13 walks, 20 strikeouts. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Second time he's challenged him with the fastball. And it almost looks like Elliott is a little unsure on the swing there. It was 92 miles an hour on the second to last pitch. Went 90 on that pitch. Now you got to beware of something off speed here. One ball, two strikes on Elliott. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Nope, just a high fastball that he chased. So he was tardy on all three. And there's the fifth strikeout already for Ronan Cobb. He is piling them up. Lugnuts trying to win their fourth straight against Great Lakes. Their first meeting against them in the second half. Here's the righty, Aribe Alonjales. Pitch one, skips down low. Ball one. Alonjales, the 5'11", 195-pounder out of the Dominican Republic. Where's number one for the Nuts? No score in the top of the third at Dow Diamond. Just short of 80 degrees tonight. The pitch shoots in inside corner, 94 on the gun, 1-1. Alonjales batting 217, 10 doubles, 2 triples, and 5 home runs with 21 knocked in. 1-1. Kicked back off the netting, 1-2. We take you back to April 7th, 8th, and ninth, the first three games of the 2023 season. Hard to believe we're already on game 69 tonight and almost into July. The pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a high arcing breaking ball. Back-to-back K's, six retired via the strikeout for Ronan Cobb, the first time through the order. The only three Nuts that didn't strike out, Caden Trinkle, Junior Perez, and Danny Bautista Jr. Max Muncy steps in. He was a strikeout victim first time up. No score. Top three. Nobody on base. Two outs. Lefty on righty. The pitch. Too tall. Ball one. So that opening night, we played extras, you know, since it had been so long since Lugnuts baseball. Why not play an extra inning? Lansing won 4-3 on April 7th against Great Lakes. Next night, a 4-1 victory. Then on Sunday, they won 4-2. The pitch home. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. So four was the magic number. Four runs each game, and they held the Loons again to three runs, one run, and two runs. And this is the team, by the way, that dominated the first half and leads the league in most offensive categories. 2-0 pitch. High and outside. Three balls, no strikes. And Lansing has had a lot of success against the Loons recently, even though they're affiliation with the Dodgers, they have been really good at this level. But the Lugnuts have had the answer for them with good pitching, specifically here in Midland. 3-0. That's a fastball on the inner half of the plate. Strike one. It's been a place where the Loons have been able to hit home runs, but again, Lansing, when they keep them in the yard here in Midland, they usually win those games. 3-1 pitch. Inside ball four, and Muncy is aboard. Just the second base runner tonight for the Nuts. And the first walk given up by Ronan Cobb. So that's good stuff right there by Muncy. Got ahead. He worked a long at bat the first time around. Just ended up striking out. So now with one on, two out. Here comes Caden Trinkle from the left side. Base hit in the first pitch he saw. Said he'll throw back to first to check on Muncy. Jesse told you earlier, but these are the top two teams in the Midwest League in swipes. Lansing now with 102 in 132 tries after Trankel stole in the first. Well, the Loons come in with 105. Muncy being held on at first, the lefty throws. Popped up, left side of the diamond, foul territory. Luis Diaz coming over at third, and he has to halt as that bounces on the concrete and up to the seats. Strike one on Caden Trinkle. Trinkle went down with an injury after starting the year with the Nuts. Went back to the Arizona Complex League to rehab for a brief stint and now is back with the Nuts today. The 22nd game this year for Trinkle. He was predominantly their leadoff man. The pitch, fastball a little up, one ball, one strike. Now Muncy has had a lot of success in the leadoff spot. So Craig Conklin electing to leave Muncy up there, but wouldn't be surprised if Trinkle makes his way back to the top spot here soon. Long hold for Kopp, and the 1-1. A little bit outside, 2-1. No score, we're in the top of the third. Good crowd here tonight for the series opener. Sprinkled all across the diamond. Lower bowl, walking the concourse, the berms. Pitch. Line drive out to left field. Falling. Newell comes over. It's down for a base hit. Muncy halts at second. Trinkle's on for a second time tonight. And number two is having himself a good time. Right back off the IL and up to the Lansing Lugnuts. 2-for-2. So first and second with two outs. Second time through the order. The Nuts are enjoying a little success outside of the six strikeouts that first time around against the lefty, Ronan Cobb. Now what does Daniel Susak have? Open stance from the right side. The pitch. Fastball shoots down low. Ball one. They've got the shift on against Susak. Big gap between shortstop and second. Freeland, the shortstop, is shaded over towards third. Young, the second baseman, shaded over to the bag at second, keeping an eye on Muncy. Big hole between second and first. The pitch home. Bouncing ball hit right into the shift to the shortstop, Freeland. Has it underhand, shovel to Young, and that's in time. And that'll do it for the Nuts on the force out at the Keystone. But a base hit and a walk for Muncy and Trinkle. They go begging. We'll head to the bottom of the third. No score between the Loons and the Lugs from Dow Diamond.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. The only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside of me. Thanks so much for tuning in from Midland, Michigan, where the Loons and the Lugnuts opening up a six-game series. The first full six-game set this year between the two in-state rivals. And played three here to start the year. Lansing won all three. No score in this one as we go to the bottom of the third. 7, 8, and 9, the final third of the card up against Brady Basso. In steps the righty, Ismael Ilcantara. The pitch, up high, ball one. Right fielder is in as he bats against the lefty Basso. Basso with three strikeouts for the first two innings. The pitch, popped up, center field, coming in is Perez. Calls off the right fielder, Trinkle, and there's one away. So with one out, that'll bring up Frank Rodriguez. A base hit from Damon Keith to open the game against Basso. And now he's set down six straight. Great work from Basso. See how he does against the righty. Pitch home. Bouncing ball in on the hands, over towards third. Reaching on it, Winkler to his left. Has it, throws low, but Bautista grabs it. And there's two outs on back-to-back pitches. Great job by Winkler. Came in on an angle, cut off Max Muncy to get that one on the infield grass. And right now, Brady Basso sitting at 30 pitches, and he's an out away from getting through three. Effective so far. He's ready to go. The nine-hitter Jake Vogel steps in from the right side. The lefty deals. Fastball poured in. Strike one. Basso's longest outing, four innings the last time out. He gave up just two hits, no runs, with a walk and a strikeout. Throws home. Breaking ball nips the inside corner. Strike two. No score, bottom three. And before Basso can just continue on in his rhythm, Jake Vogel says, let's take time here and try and settle back in from the right side. The pitch home. In there, called strike three. Time or not, it didn't matter. It was only a matter of time until Basso got his fourth strikeout. He works through this third inning quickly. It took him just six pitches and a full time through the card, only one hit allowed. Off to the fourth, no score between the Loons and the Lugs.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the fourth inning we go. Not even an hour in, we're rolling through here in Midland, Michigan. Lansing gonna try and get going. Johnny Butler, Junior Perez, Jack Winkler come to the plate. All guys that have home run potential as they face the lefty, Ronan Kopp, who's racked up six strikeouts. Lefty on lefty, first pitch. Fastball inside corner, strike one. Well, this is the home run leader for the Nuts. Johnny Butler with 10 this year, and he had three last week. The 0-1 pitch. Shot foul, third base side. That one heading towards the Dow Credit Union Pavilion over there. No balls, two strikes. Butler had two home runs in Friday's game against Wisconsin. The last victory in Appleton for the Nuts. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, two strikes. And with him getting those two home runs in a game, that's the third time the Nuts have done that this year. And all three, mysteriously, have come on the road. How about that? Lansing's got a hitter-friendly park, too, in Jackson Field. 1-2. Just off the outer edge. Frank Rodriguez, the umpire, popped up ready to throw to third. He thought that was strike three. But Butler, a great eye. The 2-2. That's low and outside. Three balls, two strikes. So the other two Lugnuts this year with two home runs in a game, Lázaro Armenteros, he was the first to do it at Lake County back on April 19th. And then Junior Perez did it on May 12th. 3-2. Breaking balls, too tall. And Johnny Butler walks, the second Nut to take his base on balls tonight. And the leadoff man for Lansing is on for the first time tonight. So, that means, keeping with the consistency, we should have one Lansing Lugnut homer twice in a game in July, right? April, Lázaro Armenteros. May, Junior Perez. June, Johnny Butler. Here is Junior Perez from the right side. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Perez attacked the first pitch and flied it out to center the first time around. No score, top four, but a runner on first. Nobody out for the Nuts. Trying to strike first. Lefty Cop comes set, chin high. Throws home. Inside corner to the righty, Junior Perez, 0-2. Perez was the home run leader for a while for the Nuts after Armenteros got promoted to Midland. He's got five home runs this year, but Johnny Butler has had a big couple of weeks to double that home run margin with 10. Butler at first base, 0-2. That's a throw back to Butler instead to keep an eye. You're getting some home runs for Lansing. They now sit with 42, which, well, it's still bottom half of the league. Eighth in the league this year. But it's much higher than it was where they were sitting at the bottom of the league about a month ago. 0-2 pitch. Popped up. That's foul. First base side out of play. The other thing is the steals have been up for Lansing. So you combine the home runs with the steals. That's all been good. I really think that the next step for Lansing is going to be the on-base percentage. That is where this team has been lacking offensively. Cops 0-2. There goes Butler. Pitches outside. Throw down to second is on time, but the tag is late from Taylor Young. And Johnny Butler has Lansing's second steal tonight and their 103rd swiped bag this year.
It's a great call by the bases umpire Juan Gomez. Hit the right hand past. So when that tag came down, even though the throw was strung by Rodriguez, Johnny Butler had already reached the base. It was tight, though. Really tight.
19th stolen base for Butler in 21 attempts. It was really tight. The pitch home. Butler going to third. Swing and a miss. And then the kickback swing came and hit the catcher, Rodriguez, in the helmet. So they're going to send Butler back to second.
Backswing interference does not interfere in terms of runner being safe or out. It's a do-over in that respect.
That's the seventh strikeout for Junior Perez, but yes, Jesse's right. Oh, that's too bad. We're watching it on the replay. Frank Rodriguez walked right into the bat of Perez, and it certainly looked like Butler was going to be safe regardless of the throw or not at third base. That's just that's an unfortunate situation right there. So Jack Winkler steps in from the right side. Runner at second, one out. Top four, no score. Cop throws home. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Adam, what a great illustration. Why catchers wear masks?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wear it for the bats, the foul balls. Sliding into home as well, you got to watch out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of issues that could come up and harm you in the face. 0-1. That's down low, and it skips away from Rodriguez momentarily, but close enough that Butler can't get to third, 1-1. That's a tough situation, though, right there on what just occurred, because, again, Junior Perez is finishing his swing. He didn't change anything of it, but Rodriguez stepped into the backswing, but the Lugnuts get penalized. 1-1 pitch. Popped up right field. Coming over towards the line is Alcantara in fair territory. Overruns it, but he makes the catch in fair territory. Throws it back to second, where Butler is in safely. Two outs.
Adam, you and I have seen some great defense from Alcantara over the years. This was not that.
No, it wasn't. He just overran that one. He made it a little bit more challenging than it needed to be. And now it looks like we might get a pitching change. We'll see. The infield is coming in. Yes, we will get a change. But just to go back one final time on the backswing, here's where it affects Lansing. That's a fly ball out to right field. That's caught. It's an overrun. I mean, Johnny Butler scores from third base right there if they don't call the backswing interference, and it's 1-0 because Rodriguez stepped right into the backswing of Perez. No run. Runner at second base, two outs. And, again, that's the difference in that play being called. You understand it because you can't have the backswing interfere with the catcher, but an unfortunate situation for the Nuts.
New pitcher is German Rosario. I think I pronounced that first name right. I don't see any other corrections on their roster.
I looked at it earlier today. No pronunciation, so we're going to go with it. So the day is done for Ronan Cobb. Now German Rosario, 6'1", 175-pound, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent in 2018. He spent his time in Rancho Cucamonga, the A squad with the Dodgers last year. And now up with the Loons. So Rosario, looking at a four-seam fastball, mid-90s, slider, curve, and a changeup. And he was promoted to the Loons back on May 11th, his fourth year with the Dodgers organization. Again, his stuff pretty darn good with Rancho Cucamonga. ERA was under 3 through 25 innings pitched, 32 strikeouts, just 7 walks. That also included 19 strikeouts in his first 12 innings in low A. So, here he comes up to the Great Lakes Loons, and he faces Danny Bautista. Base hit could give Lansing the first run of the game. The pitch shoots in, strike one. Righty-on-righty matchup. Bautista lined the second pitch he saw from Ronan Cobb into left field, but it hung up just a touch for Newell to come over and make the grab. Two outs, Butler at second with good speed. No score, top four. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bautista way out in front of that hook, 0-2. Danny batting just short of 260, he's driven in 23, 52 hits, and a home run in South Bend this year. The pitch, breaking ball in there, strike three. That was a beauty, came from left to right across the plate and hit on the outside part of the plate. And Bautista is done as Rosario cleans up the final line for Ronan Cobb. No runs through 3.5, bottom four, coming up next from Dow Diamond.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-800-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi,
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Oh, yes. As voted by the fans, the bottom of the fourth may be the best half inning of the broadcast because, oh, yes, it's trivia time, folks. No score so far. Brady Basso back out on the hill. He will go through the card for a second time. Faces the righty, Damon Keith. First pitch. That's in there. Strike one.
Innings of a baseball game ranked.
Yeah, I may have curbed the ranking there. The pitch. That is a check swing. Didn't go around. One ball, one strike. May have embellished.
I mean, the ninth inning is sometimes great, not always.
That's true. See? 1-1 pitch. Bouncing ball foul. Third base side. 1-2. Yeah, the first inning is great, too, because baseball is back.
Yes.
That's always great.
Yes.
But the fourth inning.
The fourth inning.
It tests your knowledge, folks. Interaction. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased it up high. Strikeout number 5 for Brady Basso. He is trying to get through four innings again for a second straight outing, and he's 2 outs from doing so. And so far, he's not given up a run.
Well, Ronan Kopp needed to leave the game because his pitch count was 60, and in the end, 59 pitches to work his way through 3 2/3. Brady Basso is right now at 37 pitches.
First pitch misses outside. Ball one to the lefty, Dalton Rushing. Yeah, he's been really efficient. Next pitch, flied out to right field. Back goes Trinkle, and he's going to watch that one go. Just in front of the video board, it's a home run, the 8th this year for Dalton Rushing. And that adds the scoreless shutout. The Loons are on the board. Their 62nd long ball.
Adam, you said earlier, how do you beat the Loons? You have to keep them in the ballpark.
And the Lugnuts have not done that tonight. That is the first home run the Loons have hit against the Lugnuts, I believe, this year. I don't think they had any in that first series. They didn't.
Nope.
And that was the key to that 3-game sweep. All right, so here's Luis Diaz from the right side. The pitch comes inside as Diaz bends out of the way. 1-0. All right, Jesse, this is not the trivia question, but I need some help from you before we ask the trivia question. Pitch home, swing and a miss on the fastball, 1-1. What is the record in Major League Baseball for most home runs in back-to-back games?
Oh.
You know that one.
I've heard record for most home runs in a doubleheader. I've not heard most home runs in back-to-back games.
Back-to-back games. One night and then the next night, tomorrow night. The pitch. Line, out of play, first base side, 1-2. What guesses do you have?
Is it this?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Go ahead, you can say it.
5.
It is 5, because that is not the trivia question.
Okay.
That was the first half. Yes, 5 home runs in back-to-back games. The record, the pitch. Swing and a foul tip at the plate. Here's the thing about that record. It's been done, Jesse, you can see my screen here. It's been done by a few different guys. A lot of guys have been able to hit 5 home runs in back-to-back games. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there, strike 3. Great bounce back from the home run. Brady Basso has his 6th K on one of his best pitches, that breaking ball. So 2 outs, 1-0, Loons lead. Bottom 4, Alex Freeland coming to the plate. So your question, 5 home runs in back-to-back games has been done twice by one player in the AL before. The pitch, that's in there, strike 1 with the fastball. Who is the only player ever in the American League that has hit 5 home runs in back-to-back games twice before? There's your trivia question. The pitch, fastball in there, strike 2. At Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstress on Twitter, or Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. The email, we're going to answer that for you in the 7th. Again, the only player in the American League to hit 5 home runs in back-to-back games multiple times. Who was it? 0-2 pitch. Down low. 1-2.
It's not Ohtani, is it? I feel like the way that he's going, he's going to get every record.
Not yet, but yeah, it certainly could happen.
Boy, hit 5 home runs in back-to-back games while throwing back-to-back no-hitters?
Yeah.
Wild.
I think he's going to be the only one that's ever done that before. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Brady Basso says, enough of this. Gives up the home run and strikes out the side regardless. 7 Ks for Basso. He's through 4. He's frustrated with the home run, but only a run given up. We head to the 5th. 1-0 Loons. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns with the play-by-play.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hi, this is Russ Lenker, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, Dalton Rushing hitting his 8th home run of the year. And the Great Lakes Loons are now leading the Lansing Lugnuts by a 1-0 score. Brady Basso otherwise, though, 7 strikeouts through 4 innings, only 2 hits allowed, no walks. Now it's up to the offense to do something for Lansing. We've seen base runners, but no runs. Jeremy Rosario's first pitch called a ball off the outside corner and then dropped by Frank Rodriguez. Rosario, the 21-year-old out of Peravia, Dominican Republic. It takes on Elliot Anales and Muncy, 8-9-1. The pitch, Clark Elliott swings and misses. 94 miles an hour on that fastball. 1-1. Rosario came out of the pen to relieve Ronan Kopp in the top of the 4th inning. Wines throws, down and away. 2-1. And Ronan Kopp's line today, 3 2/3, and he struck out 7. 2 walks, 2 hits. Elliott swings and misses. There's that great breaking ball from Rosario. Showed off the slider to strike out Danny Bautista looking to end the top of the 4th inning. Time granted to the batter Elliott. So far we have seen 18 strikeouts through 4 innings between these two teams. Here's the pitch. That's high and away. 15 strikeouts, 8 for Great Lakes. 7 for Cobb, 7 for Brady Basso. Jack Owen is warming up in the Lugnuts pen. Here's the pitch. Elliott swings and misses. Pulled the string on him. And there's the 16th strikeout for the pitchers today. Elliott is 0-2 with 2 Ks. So the batter will be Aribel Angeles. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. It takes low, 1. Now, Aribel is coming off a game on Sunday at Wisconsin when he was 2-3 with 2 singles and 2 walks, his first 2 walks since April. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. 1-1. Fastball at 94 consistently. 1-1 in the pitch. Ground ball left side, off the diving attempt of shortstop Freeland. It trickles into shallow left, and there's another Lugnuts base hit. Fritland lost his glove. Picks it up barehanded and wings into second. Now picks up the leather. Single for Anales and a one-out base runner for Lansing, down 1-0 in the fifth.
Yeah, I was just going to say for the Lugnuts, Jesse, the key is just get some base runners. They haven't had a ton. They did have a couple in the third, one in the fourth, but now they got another one here. Great time to get an extra base hit and answer that run. They were so good at answering runs scored against them in Wisconsin last week.
Top of the order, German Rosario to Max Muncy. First the pickoff, though, a fastball in over, but already Anjelis back in. FanGraphs came out with its top 28 Oakland Athletics prospects. Aribil Anjelis was not in that list. However, righty-righty, the pitch to Muncy. Max fouls it away to the right side. Anjelis was listed in the runners category after the rankings. He was put alongside such fellow quote-unquote runners as Junior Perez and Max Schumann.
Also, are others receiving votes?
Yes. Muncy shortened up, took a ball, down and away.
Also, nice round number, 28.
So it's FanGraphs, so they list as many prospects as they think an organization has and nothing more. It was very disappointing. Muncy swings and hits one high in the air, foul ground, first baseway. Dalton rushing over on the warning track in front of his dugout with the catch, one-handed. Anjelis was one step away from the base trying to feint for a throw. Rushing didn't buy it on Muncy's at number two. There's a really good prospect analyst who covers the Athletics organization on social media named Nathaniel Stoltz, who, if you check out that list, he had a really good complaint, I thought. Here's Caden Trinkle, two for two, two singles. The pitch swings and fouls it straight back, strike one. What Nathaniel observed was that prospect list did not have any updates from guys who impressed this year, as in a Brady Basso or a Jack Perkins or Jose DiCochea. Didn't crack the list. Here it's the pitch, and the runner starts and stops at first. The pitch is down low, off speed. A ball and a strike on Trinkle. So it was as if there were preconceived notions put into play about who would be prospects in the A system entering this year. And then it was never updated based on the guys who actually have put themselves in the map. Pickoff, though, over. Anjelis back in standing.
I mean, you got 3 months of data that just weren't used.
Frustrating. Anjelis bounds away from first base. He's a threat to run. Ball and a strike on Trinkle. Here it comes. High ball two from Rosario.
Off note, Jesse, I want you to look at the video board and take a peek at Caden Trinkle's headshot.
Okay.
Think 2017 Lansing Lugnut. Who does he look like?
2017? Bradley Jones. Trinkle swings and lifts a fly ball out to left field. Back goes Newell. Back he goes. And he reaches up with a hop to make the catch on the warning track. That ball just kept on carrying. Are you thinking Bo Bichette?
I think he looks a little bit like Bo. A little bit. Jesse's like, no, not even close, dude.
I can see it. I can see it. I threw Bradley Jones at you because there's no way you know the name Bradley Jones.
I was about to say, I don't know who that is.
Bradley Jones was Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s pick for the most talented player on the team. But he got married and he loved baseball. And that was it. He was a great hitter. He was the big three, not Edward Olivares, Jones, Vladdy, and Bo. Let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Lugnut Strand Anjelis trailing 1-0 in Great Lakes.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am. And I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Brady Basso is done after four innings. Jack Owen takes over for him. Owen on the mound. As we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, his first pitch ball one to Chris Newell. His second offering. Newell takes. Strike called on the Owen fastball. It's Owen against Newell, Young, and Alcantara. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with the Loons leading 1-0 in the home fifth. Lefty to lefty. Breaking ball outside. Two balls, one strike for Owen. Chris Newell was one of seven strikeouts for Brady Basso. Four innings, seven Ks, two hits, one run. Check swing went around too far on the fastball up. The count is now 2-2. The home run by Dalton rushing last inning. The game's only run. Jack Owen turns, kicks, throws. Strike three called. Newell is down watching to open up the home fifth. That is a Jack Owen special. Batter just entirely flummoxed. The changes of speeds working out and in. By the time that he freezes him, the batter has completely lost track of where the zone was. I'd like to say hello to Stefan tuned in as well as to Kim. Here's the pitch, the breaking ball. Around the outside corner, and ball one to Taylor Young, the right-handed hitting second baseman. You also have to Loon's offense that loves to walk against a guy who never walks anywhere. Swinging a line drive over first, and the base hits to right field for Young. Down to one knee, Caden Trenkel fields, and plays it into Anales at second. A one out oppo single for Young, and hit number three today for the Great Lakes Loons. So the batter now is Ismael Alcantara, who has grounded into three double plays this year. And Jack Owen has induced two. Lefty deals to righty. Fouled up and away to the right, strike one.
Now I'm intrigued. Number 68, perhaps, for the Luggies?
Number 67 came back in the first inning against Basso. With Damon Keith on and one out, Luis Diaz lined into it. Owen holds, kicks, throws. Runner moves. Pitch inside. Throw down to second base is late. Steal of second for Young. His 25th steal in 26 attempts. Catcher Susak immediately pays a visit. Ismael Alcantara with a flyout his first time. Chance to add to the Loons' lead. Up 1-0, bottom of the fifth. Runner takes off for third, the pitch outside, and no throw by Susak. Taylor Young steals second, now steals third, and he's up to 26 steals and 27 attempts this year. And has turned a single into a triple. Owen's pitch with an infield in is outside. Alcantara now two balls, one strike on Alcantara. Actually, 3-1 on Alcantara. Frank Rodriguez waits on deck. Infield in part way. The pitch. Ground ball foul left side. 3-2. Time granted to Alcantara. He's been here with the Great Lakes Loons for a while. He's now 24. He'll turn 25 after the season. Last year, as a matter of fact, he moved his way up to Double-A Tulsa. Great defensive player with a lot of speed. Payoff. Breaking ball just inside and low. And Jack Owen issues only his sixth walk of the whole year.
Well, even though it's only a one-run game, you feel like runs are at a premium tonight, obviously. So many strikeouts, not a ton of base runners. Double play would be huge here. Just don't feel like you can afford to give up another run here.
Frank Rodriguez, the catcher, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Right-handed batter waits. Runners at the corners. First pitch. Strike called at the knees on the inside corner. Adam, in case you're wondering, no double play grounders for Rodriguez in his first 22 games with the Loons. Great candidate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased down and in. And Owen quickly out in front of him, nothing and two.
You know, there's always a first for everything, right?
That's right. Unless Owen strikes him out. Rodriguez does have a lot of power. 5 doubles and 3 triples. He's only 21 out of Santiago, Dominican Republic. He waits on Owen. The southpaw sets. 1-0 Loons. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Off speed from Owen. Second strikeout of this fifth inning. So now Jake Vogel with 2 outs. Ismael Alcantara at first base and Taylor Young at third. Owen's back is to Young, stepping away from the base. The pitch to Jake Vogel, Alcantara running. The pitch is taken in and no throw down by Susak. Alcantara the steal. Twelfth steal for Alcantara, just one time caught. Now runners are at second and third against Owen. One ball, no strikes on Vogel. The pitch. Fly ball left field and hit well. Back goes Johnny Butler. Nears the track. In front of the wall to make the catch and end the inning. So a single and a walk and 3 steals combined, but no runs against Owen in his initial inning in out of the pen. Let's go to the sixth. It's still Great Lakes 1, Lansing Nada.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Made of the order coming up for the Nuts. Onward into the sixth inning. We'll check on a swift old friend as we open up the sixth from Dow Diamond, home of the Great Lakes Loons. Daniel Susak, Johnny Butler, Junior Perez, the 3-4-5 hitters against the righty Jeremy Rosario. 1-0 Loons lead. Dalton Rushing's fourth inning homer, the only run. First pitch, Daniel Susak takes a called strike. Righty versus righty. Fastball at 94 away from Rosario. Second full inning of work. Susak is 0-for-2 with a strikeout. The pitch sails outside. Well, Drew Swift was not with the Lugnuts very long. Scheduled to open up the season with the Lugnuts, but then was placed on the injured list at the very end of spring training. The wind, the 1-1. Line drive up the middle. One hop back of second base. It's Taylor Young flipping to Freeland, and the shortstop throws in time to first base. That is the second time we have seen that same 4-6 relay. In a week, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers pulled off the exact same play. It works here, it worked there, and Daniel Susak is at number 1.
It's the thing to do right now. It happened in the big leagues last night. I mean, it's working. You got the momentum going the other way from Young, flips it to Freeland, stronger arm, and gets it there.
Johnny Butler takes ball one outside. So one out, nobody on. Stan Ekstrom on the scorecard. The pure teamwork.
And it had to be perfect, Jesse, because if not, Susak was there.
We've talked about it. He does not run all that poorly. Rosario's pitch. Butler hits it high in the air down the left field line. To his right down the line, Newell gives a look, and it's foul. One and one. Adam, I bring up Drew Swift because have you seen how he's opened up his time with the AA Midland Rockouts? Swift first activated from the injured list on June the 13th, and 10 days later, he was promoted to AA Midland.
No, I haven't. Enlighten me.
We did not have that much time with him this year. Eighth rounder out of Arizona State. Already today, one for one with an RBI. He singled home Lázaro Armenteros. Rockouts are tied 3-3 with Corpus Christi. Otherwise, Johnny Butler takes ball two.
You saying he had a swift visit in Lansing?
He did. It was brisk and swift and speedy, and he is too. Here's the pitch. Butler pops it up foul. Towers out of play. 2-2. So Drew Swift now with his 1-for-1 today, and we'll keep an eye on him. This is his fourth game that he's played with Midland, and he's opened up 6 for his first 12. 3 doubles and a triple. The wind-up, the pitch from Rosario. Butler chops it on the right side. Couple of skips to Young. Plays over to first. 2 outs. That one he didn't need to relay to the shortstop Freeland. Susak and Butler dispatched. Bring up Junior Perez. Perez is 0 for 2 with a fly out to center and a swinging strikeout. Rosario deals. Outside corner strike called. That is, you'll hear all the time, the goal for the players is get to AA, excel in AA, that really puts you on the map. Breaking ball outside. 1-1 on Perez. So good to see Drew Swift breaking out of the starting blocks. Fast start in Midland. The deal. Fastball high. 2-1.
Well, he did such a great job in Lansing. Again, they wasted no time moving him up because he was out of the Lugs League.
The wind, Rosario's pitch. Perez takes. Strike 2 called on the outside corner. Junior did not like that call. Time granted.
That one was definitely at the top of the zone. He thought perhaps it was a little bit too far up.
It was framed by Rodriguez, who dragged it back. Mm. 2 outs, nobody on. 2-2. 1-0 Loons in the 6th. Break even. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rodriguez. Strike 3. Side retired in perfect fashion by Rosario. 5.5 complete. Still Great Lakes 1. Lansing Nada.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's time for the bottom of the sixth inning now from Great Lakes. That's one, Lugnuts, nothing. Lugnuts left-hander Jacko and the Auburn Tiger War Eagle against the top of the order. Damon Keith takes a breaking ball bouncing in. One ball and no strikes. It's Keith rushing in Diaz. Right-handed batter, lefty, right-handed batter against the lefty Owen, who offers. Sailed it off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Brady Basso, the first four for the Lugs. The pitch hit high in the air and foul off the right side. First baseman Batista Jr. rushes over into the Lynn's pen, but that ball is out of play over the short wall and bounces up onto the rolling green berm. Two balls and one strike on Damon Keith. One for two with a first inning single and a swinging strikeout. A single on the first, one of only two hits allowed by the starter Basso. In the fourth inning, Dalton Rushing had the second hit. Well, that was the home run that is currently supplying the game's only run. A strikeout by Keith, one of seven recorded by Brady Basso. And then Owen came in the fifth and struck out two. His pitch here, Keith takes, strike called on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. The turn, the kick, the pitch. Here in the air, slicing deep down the right field line. Long run for Caden Trinkle, and the ball falls for a base hit. Keith digs for second base. Trinkle's though one hops in late. With a head first dive, Damon Keith has a double. Baker's dozen worth of doubles for the year. And Owen is right back into trouble. In the fifth inning, Jack Owen had to strand runners at second and third. And here he is with a runner at second, and nobody out. Now he's about to take on the home run hitter himself, Dalton Rushen. Lefty to lefty. Owen holds. Offers. Line drive, base hit, center field. Damon Keith shown the stop sign at third base. Then a brief bobble in center. Keith for the plate, thrown by Paris, one hop, and then the tag missed by Susak, who never collected the ball. Keith scores. So the bobble in center field by Paris, and that provoked the windmill at third by the manager Daniel Nava to the runner Keith. And then the throw home, one hopped in, and Susak couldn't secure that either. Drops on both sides. 2-0 Loons doubling up their lead. RBI single, Dalton Rushing.
He's out if Daniel Susak catches that ball clean.
The first offering, high ball one to Luis Diaz.
It was a great decoy by Susak. He was standing there like a statue, acting like the ball wasn't going to be there, then caught it, thought, swipe tag, out, but the ball popped free.
Right-handed batter, the pitch. Bouncer, squibbed foul up the left side. And one ball, one strike on Diaz. It was 0-for-2 with a line out into a double play and a strikeout looking. The Lansing offense quiet so far against the Great Loons pitching, the Great Lakes Loons pitching duo of Ronan Kopp and Jermyn Rosario. Here's Owen's pitch. Check swing. Went around too far. Rules the home plate umpire, by the way. On the count, now one ball and two strikes. The video board got ahead of itself. Put up a two balls, one strike count. No. By the way, rushing over at first base, one steal, not caught. The starting third baseman, Luis Diaz, digs in. Got himself a firm toehold on the right side. Owens hold, and then the pitch. Smacked up the middle, off the mound, off of Owen's foot, and a bareheaded try by Muncy, but he couldn't secure it. It bounced to the third baseman, Winkler. And now we see if Owen is okay. Infield single for Diaz, moving rushing up to second. That ball caught Jack flush. He got one hopped off the top of his left foot. Adam, you've heard of a kick save. That's the opposite.
Yeah. It's like a deflection. I'm surprised it took them a while to go out there to go check on him. I think they were... Usually you see a pitcher take something like that off a baseball off them, and They come out there immediately, but took him a while. You can see Jack favoring it a little bit, but they're going to have him take a couple of warm-up tosses, make sure he's okay.
Lugnuts only have 13 active pitchers on their roster. Now, that said, we expect Mitch Myers to be activated later this series. There's the first toss to see if he could convince them. And they're convinced.
I believe I read the lips, Jack Owens saying, yeah, I'm fine, after he threw that.
Earlier this year, Jack Perkins was hit by a comebacker off his foot. He convinced them to stay in the game. He did not miss a start, but I saw him the very next day, and wow, was there a knot.
Yeah. We just saw the replay, the initial reaction. Oh, and he took it off the foot. You can see the ow. Man, oh, man, those pitchers, they're out there.
2-1, nobody out. 2-0, Loons in the sixth. The pitch to Alex Freeland. High pop-up on the right side. And field fly rule should be put in effect. Batista Jr. called off. Adelaide makes the catch. The umpires at the last second do call for the infield fly. One away. That's a big one pitch out of the cleanup man, Freeland. So next up, Chris Newell. Newell is 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. At second, rushing at first Diaz. Lefty pitches to lefty. Here it is. Bends down and away. Ball one. In this sense, Adam, this game resembles the prior games in the series. Low scoring. We know how explosive this Loons offense can be. Owens pitch. Outside. 2 balls and no strikes on Newell.
And it feels like Lansing is, I mean, they're only down 2 runs, but it just doesn't feel like they're really in the game because they haven't been able to threaten very much offensively on their own.
Former Virginia Cavalier Chris Newell waits. Owens pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Fastball at 85. And with that pitch, the bullpen will get active.
Yeah, and with that said, Jesse, you certainly, you got to try and find a way to keep this a 2-run game. You can't allow a third or a fourth or anything more here.
Double play ball ends the inning. Owen throws. Noel fouls it straight back. And there's strike two. Rock Whittlesey is warming up in the Lansing pen. Bullpen's here, located down each line. Lansing up the left side and foul ground. Official score just tried to pronounce Brock's last name 3 times. 0 for 3. The pitch. Just off the outside corner with a fastball. Count is full.
I heard Whittle League.
Whittlesey.
Those were our 3 attempts.
Diaz and rushing at first and second. 3-2, they don't run. And the pitch swung at and missed. Oh, an 84-mile-an-hour fastball thrown right past Newell, who went down to one knee with the power of the whip. Third strike out of the game. Out number two. So Jack Owen, after getting hit on the foot by the steamer from Diaz, gets Freeland on the infield fly, gets Newell on the K. Now he takes on Taylor Young, who's 1 for 2 with a single. But first, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, pays a visit.
The 87-mile-an-hour steamer, eh?
Yeah. You know how they say you don't want that smoke?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that phrase. Considering all the wildfire smoke that's been around, I don't want any of that smoke.
You don't want that steam, Jesse.
I don't want that steam either.
Steam is the precursor to that smoke.
Elsewhere in the Midwest League, as everyone's getting going with the new 6-game series today, West Michigan is hosting Dayton. They've got a fun one going on. You know that the Whitecaps brought a 5-1 lead to the top of the 6th inning, and the lead is gone. 5 runs for the Dragons in the top of the 6th. And they're leading in West Michigan 6-5. They're in the bottom of the 3rd in Quad Cities. Adam, would you believe that the score is 8-3? Timber Rattlers, all runs scored in that 3rd inning.
Oh, wow.
We're ready to resume. The pitch to Taylor Young, batting right. Line drive hooking deep down the left field line. It's down for a base hit. It's heading toward the corner. Dalton rushing scores. Around 3rd, here comes Luis Diaz. Scores bareheaded. Young stops at second as the ball comes into the infield. A two-run first pitch double, and the Loons double their lead to 4-0. Double number 11 this year for Young, RBIs number 29 and 30 for the product of Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, like we had mentioned, you just couldn't afford to give up any more runs, and that the worst outcome right there. Two outs, double down the line, no chance for Butler to get to it in time, and all of a sudden, Great Lakes has a commanding lead.
They appealed at third base. They were curious if one of those Loons runners missed the bag. The appeal denied, though, by the home plate umpire, by the way. Said both Rushing and Diaz hit the base. Now Ismael Alcantara takes ball one inside. By the way, just to wrap things up quickly, and when I say by the way, Daniel, by the way, Peoria and Cedar Rapids postponed today. And I wonder about Lake County. Here's the spin about and a fake throw into second base. So Adam, here on my Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard, it still says 7 p.m. Fort Wayne, Lake County, does not say anything postponed. However, 1-0 to Alcantara. Down and in, ball two. I saw reported on social media that Lake County was postponing that game because of the air quality index around Cleveland.
Mm.
See if there's going to be more healthy air to breathe tomorrow. 2-0. Owens pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1.
So you got to update that. Get a PPD on there, right?
Yeah.
Air quality, rain out, doesn't really matter. PPD.
Taylor Young at second. Three runs in this bottom of the sixth inning for Great Lakes. The pitch, runner takes off, it's high, throw down to third base, off the glove of Jack Winkler, and a steal of third for Taylor Young, his third steal of the game. So what have we seen today, Adam? We've seen the Lugnuts steal two and now have 103 steals this year. And the Loons have stolen four, three for Young. They have 109 steals this year. The pitch, Alcantara bounces foul left side. Two outs, last of the sixth, 4-0 Loons, count is full. I think we're going to see a lot more steals in this series.
Yeah, the Nuts are going to have to tighten up behind the plate. That's just that's too much running.
By the same guy.
Yep.
Alcantara is 0-1 with a walk. Payoff. High for ball four. Well, Jack Owen has not only walked two, he has walked Alcantara twice. Craig Conklin is outside the dugout, checks in with his lineup card, and will we see the move made to the pen? Lugnuts infield is walking in toward Owen. They're expecting the move, and here comes the skipper. Boy, Jack Owen, after a double and a couple of singles, opened up this sixth inning. He got Alex Freeland on the infield fly rule pop. He struck out Chris Newell, but then Taylor Young struck the big blow with a first pitch two-run double. Alcantara's walk prompts the walk off the mound. Brock Whittlesey, Whittlesey, Whitley, what else did he say?
Whittle League.
Brock Whittlesey is in. The bearded one.
He's got a beard, Jesse. He's got a beard.
He does. He also has a love of Dr. Pepper. And a connoisseur of socks. Ryan Hatter out of New Mexico State, who is signed as an undrafted free agent. Brock Whittlesey, one of a number of Lugnuts who had to work their way up to that D1 institution. I think two of, let's say, a Johnny Butler, who started at a junior college before transferring into that bigger school and then finding that opportunity in the professional ranks. Whittlesey against Frank Rodriguez is coming up.
Yeah, Brock is he's trying to bring that ERA down. He's struggled again this year so far. 21 earned runs, 4 home runs, 22 strikeouts. The walks have hurt, too. He's had 17 walks, and the opponent's batting up over 335 against him. So trying to get things settled here and just need to get that final out. But, again, 2 on, 2 out, already up 4-0 for the Loons. Got to try and limit the damage here. Whittlesey, 4-seam and 2-seam fastball, slider, and a changeup for the righty. That's kind of got that sidearm action.
the heaviest used relievers on this Lansing squad this year. Whittlesey now appearance number 21. Naviar 21 appearances. Tyler Bounds at 20. I could not have told you, Adam, that John Beller has appeared in 19 games. And John Beller joined the team on April the 14th, a couple of weeks into the year. And he's doing his best to catch up with those other guys. But it's Whittlesey who gets the call to relieve Owen. First base, Alcantara, a threat to run. Third base, Young. 4-0 Loons, two outs, bottom of the sixth. There goes Alcantara, the pitch to Rodriguez, down. Throw down to second base, tag applied, late. Susak checked in. Alcantara has his second steal. And stolen base number 5 for the Loons. Runners are at second and third. One ball and no strikes on Frank Rodriguez. This is the new stolen bases allowed in a game, single game high for Lansing this year. A 1-0. Fouled off at home plate. Oh, that caught a chunk out of the catcher, Susak. Staggered him. Adams, you know that it tops the single game high set by the Great Lakes Loons on April the 8th with 4 steals.
That sounds about right. You get the league leaders in stolen bases, and they've been doing it since day one this year.
So we talked so much about the Loons and their power. Dalton Rushing earlier today hit their 62nd home run of the year. That's 20 more than Lansing. Power and speed. A 1-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Inside, nearly hit him. Careful there. Whittlesey this year has hit 3 batters with pitches. 2 balls, 1 strike. Righty, righty. The catcher is 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And the pitch. Hit in the air out to left field. Butler started back. Now he comes rushing in to his right down the line. A one-hand snag, and the inning is over. Great Lakes adds 3 more runs on 4 hits and a walk. Leaves runners at second and third. Could have been worse. As it is, their lead is now 4-0. We're going to the 7th inning, and Adam Jackson will have the call when we return.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Two-thirds of the way home as we bring you back to Midland at Dow Diamond, and Lansing's got a lot of work to do. They're down 4-0 after a 3-run bottom of the 6th for Great Lakes. New man on the mound, too, Mitchell Taranski, the lefty, will face Jack Winkler, Danny Bautista Jr., and Clark Elliott. Taranski, 6'2", 215-pound, 25-year-old from Birmingham, throws. Right-handed Winkler takes it knee-high, strike one.
Got to see Mitchell Taranski in some cross-down showdowns of years past. Former MSU Spartan.
Now the banks of the Red Cedar. The pitch home. Swing and a miss on the fastball. There's a team that's known to all.
And the specialty
is winning. And the Spartans play good ball. 0-2 pitch. Popped up right field. Coming in on a jog is Alcantara. This one he doesn't overrun. We saw earlier in the game. Easier catch for him here. One away.
Jermaine Rosario looked really good in a different fashion than Ronan Kopp. So the lefty and the righty, the two piggybackers, effective, and now really into this Great Lakes bullpen.
And Kopp, as you mentioned, different. He had more strikeouts, 7. Gave up 2 hits. Rosario just 1 hit, 3 strikeouts. The pitch, up high, 1. But both gave up no runs. Rosario also didn't walk any batters, while Kopp walked a couple. 4-0 Loons, top 7. Danny Bautista, the righty, facing the lefty, Mitchell Taranski. Throws home. Inside with the fastball, 2-0.
Adam, when the Lugnuts won 3 straight games at Wisconsin, big reason was their bullpen was better than the Timber Rattlers' bullpen. Well, right now the Loons are scoring against the Lugnuts pitchers, and the Lugnuts are not doing the same.
The pitch. Fastball inside corner, strike 1, and no surprise, there you have it. A 4-0 lead for the Loons. 1 run in the 4th, 3 just moments ago in the 6th. Lansing still trying to get their first run. Pitch home. Popped up center field, not deep. Vogel coming in after measuring it. On a jog, makes the catch as he bends forward last second. 2 away on 2 flyouts to weak right and weak center field. And it'll be left up to the lefty, Clark Elliott.
On the other hand, closer game than the last 2 games of the college baseball season.
Yeah, those were doozies. And both were the team that lost and got blown up, took the lead first. And then got beat bad. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Boy, Clark Elliott has been late on the fastball all night long, and it hasn't mattered whether it was Kopp, Rosario, or now Taranski. Just has struggled to catch up to it. He's got 2 strikeouts because of it. The pitch. Takes it a little bit wide. 1-1. 4-0 Loons, top 7, and Dow Diamond. Lights have been turned on. Coming up on 9 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. The pitch home. Way up high. Good eye from Elliott. He's ahead 2-1. Elliott's Wolverines were in the College World Series and into the final series a few years ago against Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt ended up winning that one, taking games 2 and 3. The pitch popped up. Out of play. 2-2. LSU, the winners on Monday. Their first Men's College World Series victory since 2009, their 7th in program history. And they beat school out of the SEC, Florida. Pitch down low, 3-2. Boy, the SEC over the last decade has just dominated college baseball and that College World Series.
Also, women's college basketball. Also, football. Also, ..
3-2, kicked back. Means 3-2.
Are they trying to get Oklahoma out of the SEC to dominate softball too?
Yeah, I would think they probably are. 3-2, checked it. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Left the zone, and Elliott strikes out for a 3rd time tonight. Just not his night at the plate. The Lugnuts unsuccessful against the 3rd man up there, Mitchell Taranski. 1-2-3 through the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the 7th, 4-0 Loons in Midland.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be... Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Three through 6.5. It's all Loons up 4-0. Brock Whittlesey going to try and keep it a four-run deficit as he faces 9-1-2. Jake Vogel leads off. The only man that didn't come to the plate in that 8-batter, 3-run, 4-hit, 6th inning. Vogel, Damon Keefe, Dalton rushing. Whittlesey got the final out, a fly out to Frank Rodriguez in the 6th. So his first full inning coming up here. Righty on righty. Whittlesey throws home. Bends inside. Ball one. Oh, yes. We've got trivia to get for you in the 7th inning. Oh, yes, indeed, Jesse. 1-0. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Do you remember when I made that embellished claim that the bottom of the 4th was the best half inning of the broadcast?
Yes, I do remember that.
2-0 pitch. Hard hit down the line. That's a base hit and heading towards the wall. Around first, Vogel speeding to second. Johnny Butler picks up the baseball, fires it towards third. It's a double for Jake Vogel to lead off the 7th. That was rocketed off the bat by the 9-hitter. Well, I was thinking that maybe the 7th would be up there too, because that's when you find out the answer. The only problem, we don't always answer the trivia question in the 7th.
We do our best.
We do, but we do forget to answer it a lot of times. We do get it for you. So Damon Keefe, who's had a heck of a night, 2-for-3 at the top of the order, single and a double with a strikeout in between as well and a run scored, steps in from the right. 4-0 Loons, bottom 7 at Dow Diamond. Series opener tonight in Midland. The pitch home. Right-hander takes it outside. Ball one. So, in the 4th, we asked you, of all the major leaguers who have hit 5 home runs total in back-to-back games, which is the most in the major leagues, who in the AL has done it 2 times? The pitch. That's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Jesse, any answers from our listeners tonight?
No, no correct answers sent in.
Do you have a guess?
Which team?
Oh, you know which team. We're an Oakland Athletics affiliate. You know this. The pitch home. Ooh. Ooh, that comes in and gets the front leg of Damon Keefe, and he drops down to his belly. Now trying to get back on his feet, stretches out that left leg, and he's going to hobble his way down to first base. He tried as well as he could to get out of the way, but just couldn't there. Fastball that ran too far inside, and Whittlesey now has allowed the first 2 to reach. Loons, they get hit by a lot of pitches. There's another one. 58th time that the Loons have been hit by a pitch this year, and they're at first and second for Dalton rushing the right-hander, or the lefty rather. 4-0 Loons in front. So yes, usually the trivia question themed around Oakland Athletics history. This one today was as well. The pitch home, checked it, called strike one to
did
give
this,
you...
Did this player play within the last couple of decades?
Yes. Yes, he did. The 0-1. Outside. 1-1 And to give you one more hint, there's been 1 AL player to do this. There's been 1 NL player to do this. This is the AL player, of course. Played for the Athletics. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike two. Any thoughts?
Is this player in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Was this player part of, let's say, those great late 80s teams? So we're looking at McGuire or Canseco or Ricky Henderson.
How many questions do you get here?
I don't know. There are 20 questions in the game.
I don't remember this being a part of trivia.
I do not know off the top of my head.
1-2 pitch. Whittlesey waits. Throws home. That's outside.
It's a great
2 balls, 2 strikes. Yes.
Is it McGuire?
Yes, it is. See, you didn't need the questions.
I didn't. When in doubt, say, is it Mark McGuire?
I mean, you wouldn't go wrong with guessing Mark McGuire, and you would be correct, Jesse. He did it.
How about that?
The pitch, swing and a miss, chases it out, and there's the first out of this 7th inning. And that for Brock Whittlesey's first strikeout, big one. One away with two on. 4-0 Loons, bottom seven. Mark McGuire did it for the first time on this day. That's why we asked it. Ha ha ha. June 28th, 1987, the first time Mark McGuire did it. The pitch bounced foul. Strike one, Luis Diaz. His fifth home run in back-to-back days. And then McGuire went on and did it again. He loved the month of June. June 10th and June 11th in 1995. Both times for the A's. How about that? 1-1 pitch. Runners take off for second and third. Hit to Winkler. He makes the tag. Gets the out. Throws to first. It's in time. Oh, that's one of the times where the runners taking off hurt them. The ball was hit right in front of third. Winkler tagged Vogel and then threw it over to first. It's the 68th double play this season for the Nuts. They just keep coming. Two more tonight, and we are through seven. 4-0, Loons lead.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the eighth inning we go. Lansing trying to get back in this one. They trail 4-0. They will face their fourth pitcher of the night for the Loons. It's Franklin De La Paz that comes in. The lefty works against the nine-hitter and righty Aribio Angeles. First pitch snaps the inside corner, hits the mitt of Rodriguez for strike one. Angeles tonight, 1-for-2, strikeout and a base hit. Pitch home. Popped up, out to right center field. Vogel over from center to his left, but it's the right fielder over to his right. Alcantara calling him off. And there's one away. So with one out, that'll bring up Max Muncy as we go back to the top of the card. Reminder, we're going to be here all week long, so get cozy. We'll be here all the way until Monday. Lefty on righty to pitch. Swinging, it's fouled back off the face mask of Rodriguez. Strike one. Closing out the month of June in Midland. Tomorrow it'll be Michigander night. I feel like we were here last year for Michigander night.
I feel like every single night is Michigander night.
Yeah, that plays.
Will there be punch keys?
I don't think so. Is that a Michigander thing?
It is definitely one of the things from Michigan.
The pitch? That's inside. That I'd one ball, never, one strike.
Yeah, I'd never heard of punch keys before coming to Michigan.
Well, that's a Catholic thing. That's not a Michigan thing, is it?
It's still regional.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe a Midwest thing?
Maybe.
Okay. 1-1. Line drive out to left center field, but it stays up and going back. Freeland had enough to go get it. And there is a second out. It's kind of a looping liner, and he just kept tracking it out to left field. And there are two away. But they could put a lake in the field. A great lake.
with a cottage right next to it.
Maybe some cherries, some blueberries. Mackinac Bridge, run that through center field. A pitch. Ooh, that nearly got Caden Trinkle. Ball one. 4-0 Loons, top eight. That is interesting. That's a good perspective from you. I didn't realize that.
I grew up in a Catholic neighborhood. Nothing of the sort in Maryland.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that. 1-0. This is lined out to left center field. Newell is going over, and that drops foul. I should say left field, right down the line there. 1-1 on Caden Trinkle.
You know what else they could do to make it a Michigander night is have three different kinds of weather in the first three innings.
Yes. Yeah, that plays perfectly. You just never know what you're going to get here. And I think that's very much a Midwest thing, but boy, it feels like it's mostly just Michigan.
Have some traffic on the way to the ballpark because there's road construction.
The fifth season, of course. 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner. 1-2. Welcome back tonight, Caden Trinkle, off the IL and fresh off the rehab appearances down in Arizona Complex League. 2-for-3 tonight with a stolen base. 2 hits in his first 2 at-bats. The pitch. There he's gone on strikes. They got him on the fastball outside corner. And that will do it for the top of the eighth. So last of the eighth coming up. Loons in front, 4-0. Michigander night tomorrow. Tonight, paws and claws. We'll be back right after this.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the eighth we go in Midland, where it's all Loons in front, 4-0, looking for some payback after they were swept by the Nuts to open the 2023 season. They used a 3-run sixth and a solo shot in the fourth for all their runs tonight, while Lansing has not been able to get anything. Stevie Emanuels checks into the game for the first time, faces the lefty Alex Freeland. First pitch, and it's bounced foul, first base side, strike one. Emanuels, the 6'5", 225-pound, 24-year-old from Bellevue, Washington. Stands tall on the mound in his Lugnuts black uniform. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes. But by the way, we have not Daniel, by the way, just by the way. Daniel, by the way, the home plate umpire. Jesse checked in to verify about the Poochki talk, and of course, Jesse knows all. Jesse was correct.
Cities with large Polish populations.
Yeah, so very Midwestern, Chicago, Milwaukee, but Michigan, Detroit area. Pitch, up high, 1-2. So seems very much so like a Midwestern thing. And I got to be honest, Jesse, not to hate on Fat Tuesday and Poochkis, but I'm not a big Poochki fan. Pitch. It's down low. 2-2. I think you like the jelly in the donuts?
No.
You don't either? Yes.
No. I like my donuts glazed, right? Crumb covered.
2-2. That's a little bit outside. 3-2. I don't believe that there should be any fruit or any type of healthy flavor in a donut.
What are we doing?
I don't want it. I'll take some cream, maybe some chocolate, but...
Maple.
3-2 pitch. It's fly to foul.
97 miles an hour on that last Emmanuel's fastball.
He's been climbing the velocity since he's come up to Lansing, and he has looked better and better in his latest stint with the Nuts. 3-2 pitch. Inside corner called strike three. That one 92 on the gun. There's the first strikeout and out for Stevie Emmanuels. Taking over for Brock Whittlesey. One down, bottom eight.
Quick Jewish holiday trivia question. On which Jewish holiday are you supposed to eat jelly donuts?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm someone who goes, no, why would I want jelly donuts? Donuts, yes. Jelly donuts, no. It's Hanukkah.
I was going to say, is this a Hanukkah thing?
Yes.
Here's Chris Newell from the left side. That's popped up foul. Strike one, 4-0 Loons, bottom eight, as we give you a jelly donut slash poochki tutorial here in the eighth inning. Why is that? Is there a specific reason?
There is.
The 0-1. That's in there, strike two, fastball.
Yeah, the whole miracle of the oil, so you're supposed to eat fruits fried in oil. It's a very American thing. It's not healthy at all.
Love that, though. You got to have some garbage food in there. Help
yes.
you out. Some junk food. The pitch. On the ground hit towards first. Bautista over to his right backhand. Tosses underhand. Emmanuels tags the bag first base with his right foot. And there's two outs.
That is where it's so good to have such a big target. He's 6'5" tall. And then he could lob it up to Stevie.
Almost like an alley-oop there. Make the catch. Tag the bag. Dunk it home. Two outs for Taylor Young, the righty. 4-0 Loons, bottom eight. Lugnuts will need four runs in the top of the ninth to try and extend this one. The pitch. Up high inside. Ball one. Yeah, so just Jesse and I, we'll take all of those glazed donuts. Maybe if you want some white frosting, some sprinkles on it. Cinnamon twists. The pitch. One ball, one strike as it drops in. The crumb-topped donuts. What else? What am I missing here?
I'll tell you what you're missing.
1-1. That's inside. 2-1.
So quick Adam Jackson story for the people. Adam comes in. This is the last homestand. We've had it 2 weeks. There's been a lot of games at home. Folks are tired. He brings in tons of quality dairy donuts. But they're for everybody else.
The 2-1. That's in there. Strike two. You can't beat quality dairy donuts.
This man is healthy. He enjoys the donut, but he's healthy. He brought in donuts for everybody else.
People pleaser.
Yes, you are.
But
and that's not a negative.
All right. I got a candy dish in my office at Central Michigan. I don't ever eat the candy. It's for the people.
Look at you.
Starbursts and Airheads in there right now. Stop by. Two balls, two strikes on the righty. Taylor Young, the pitch. That's down low. Three balls, two strikes. By the way, we did enjoy a twisted roll.
Yes, we did.
That day.
Yes.
For that day game.
I hear tomorrow, by the way, that there's an event occurring at Central Michigan.
Yes, there is. New baseball coach. 3-2. That's a little bit outside. Ball four. So with two outs, Stevie Emmanuels loses Young, competitive at bat, but one on with two outs, and here comes Ismael Alcantara.
Taylor Young is 3-for-3 in steals. You know he'd love to make it 4-for-4 or perhaps 5-for-5.
Goodness. Now five stolen bases, all from these two guys, Young and Alcantara. Righty on righty, Emmanuel set, throws home. Fly foul, first base side. That one will jump out of play. Strike one. Jake Sable will be introduced tomorrow as the 22nd head baseball coach at Central Michigan, and that's pivotal to this area, Northwood, right here in Midland. He comes from Northwood, the five-year head coach. Just won him a championship this past year. 0-1 pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. He also was a GA on Northwood staff a few years ago, back in 2015, for then head coach Jordan Bischel, who came from Northwood and just exited Central Michigan's program for Cincinnati after all the good work he did in Mount Pleasant. 1-1, and they've got it picked off. Throw to first. Bautista throws to second. Angeles tags the chest of Young. He will not get a fourth steal as they go 1-3-4 to get him at second base. That'll get us through 8 innings, 4-0. Loons lead. Lugs need 4-tie. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you about it when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Great Lakes is three outs away from a 4-0 series opening win. And they go to the pen to bring in the right-hander out of Venezuela, Juan Murillo. Murillo becomes their fifth pitcher to work. Ronan Kopp, 3 2/3. Jeremy Rosario, 2 1/3. Mitchell Tyranski, 1 inning. Franklin De La Paz, 1 inning. And now Murillo looking to complete what would be a 3-hit shutout. Standing in his way, Susak, Butler, Perez. Lugnut 3, 4, and 5 batters. Righty deals to righty. Daniel Susak shoots the first pitch foul, a fastball off of the netting. And that fastball came in at 99 miles per hour from Murillo. Susak is 0-3. The pitch misses outside at 97. 1-1. Murillo threw it 11 1/3 innings and struck out 14, and he has walked 11. He deals. And that hits the outside corner. Strike two called. A 1-2 from the righty. Very high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, while the Lugnuts were enjoying the off day, they announced the futures game rosters. I want to get into that here in the ninth. 2-2. Low for ball three. And here we go. Juan Murillo in 11 1/3 innings, 14 strikeouts, 11 walks. Averages at least a walk per inning and a little bit over a strikeout per inning. Susak has put himself in the potential, the opportunity here. Does he get a pitch to hit? 4-0 Loons. Payoff. Hit in the air and foul off the right side. Well, if you look at the All-Star Futures Game rosters, the SiriusXM All-Star Futures Game rosters, there are two former Lansing Lugnuts in the AL squad, Tyler Soderstrom and Lawrence Butler. Congratulations. Murillo kicks and fires way outside, and there's his 12th walk. Susak is on to open up the ninth inning. Daniel Susak draws his 27th walk of the year, second most on the team behind only Jack Winkler. Third walk drawn today by Lansing. Johnny Butler comes up. Adam, this feels like a banger playing him up to home plate.
Absolutely.
Butler is 0-2 with a walk and a steal. Batting left. Right-hander sets. Murillo throws. Fouled up and away off the left side. There is a person in this game who was also named the All-Star Futures Game roster. And that would be catcher Dalton Rushing for the Great Lakes Loons. Albeit today, he's the first baseman. He's holding Susak on. Rushing homeward in the fourth inning. Loons added 3 more in the sixth. The pitch, very tall. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, just like the A's, the Dodgers get good catchers. The same thing last year. Soderstrom, Diego Cartaya. What a matchup that was. Susak rushing.
A 1-1 pitch to Johnny Butler. Lash to left center field. Vogel back to his right. Can he run it down? He can. And Susak returns to first base. Butler barreled, but it's at number one. Bring up Junior Perez. 0 for 3, a fly out to center, 2 strikeouts. I believe that Clayton Beter was at one time a Great Lakes Loon. He's in the All-Star Futures game, now as part of the Yankees. Righty to righty, the pitch to Perez. Breaks outside, ball one. Jack Winkler waits on deck. Lugnuts down by 4, hoping for a chance. A walk, a hard lineup. Mario to the plate. Popped up, foul, right side. Catch Rodriguez gives a look. That ball's out of play. Well, about the two 2022 Lugnuts were named for that Futures Game roster. Last year we had 2 Oakland Athletics prospects in the Futures Game. And Shea Langeliers was named the MVP. Denzel Clark distinguished himself with a great catch up against the right field wall. Tyler Soderstrom had been in the Futures game 2 years ago, returns this year. The pitch, fouled away, back over the netting.
Denzel Clark had a ton of family and friends back from the L.A. area. Very cool to see. I remember we were in Fort Wayne following that along last year.
Yes. I will be following with Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom and Bo. And it's the latest great step for Butler continuing his breakout.
You and me both. That's going to be great to watch.
Futures game at Seattle's T-Mobile Park. At first, Susak, one out. This is a 1-2 pitcher's pitch on its way. Very high. So here's what we've got on the docket. The Lugnuts against the Loons through Monday, July the 3rd. Then the Lugnuts return home, host the Lake County Captains. Go to LansingLugnuts.com, get your tickets. 4th of July through July the 9th, Sunday. That's that Futures game day. 2-2. Outside for ball 3. You know, if Mario walks Perez, not only brings up Winkler, puts Danny Bautista Jr. in the on-deck circle as the potential game-tying run. Mario with this dazzling arm, a frustrating control. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back. Well, Perez just missed that fastball at 98. So we are approaching the All-Star break. Coming up real soon. Have the draft, have the All-Star game itself. I think we've got a good chance for a lot of former Lugnuts to be members in the All-Star game. That's what I look forward to next. Ryan Noda, for instance. 3-2 again. Up high. Ball 4. Mario's walked a pair.
Well, I like this from the Lugnuts. Being patient. 2 runners on, and they're not going away easily. Still only 1 out. You said it. I mean, if Winkler reaches here, got a chance to bring the tying run to the plate, which is all you can ask in your last at bat of the game.
Visit to the mound by the catcher Rodriguez. The third baseman, Luis Diaz, is there too. And it looks like the Loons are going to get somebody else up and warming. That is the left-hander, Benoni Robles. 2-1 with 1 out for Jack Winkler. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Check swing. It's up high, and it's ball 1. Winkler struck out and twice flied out to right field. 4-0 Loons in the 9th. The pitch. Line drive pushed down the right side, but fell over into the Loons pen, then a hop up onto the grassy hill.
That would have been fun if it would have gone fair.
Very simple sort of swing there by Winkler. Just punch it, Oppo.
Take it where the ball is. Don't try and do too much.
The pitch. Up and away. Ball two. Tell you what, that slider is not working right now for Murillo. So it's making him into a one-pitch pitcher. That fastball is still coming in at 98-99, but you can sit on it if you're Wink. The pitch, swing and a miss. Well, 97 by him. Strike two.
A couple weeks ago, the Lugnuts were down four runs heading to the bottom of the ninth at home. They got it to within 4-3 with the tying run 90 feet away.
Yes.
I mean, they rally. They like to play late.
Winkler fouls off this fastball up onto the top of the grassy hill. That was the Peoria series.
Yes.
Every single game, except one, was decided by one run.
Should have known it was that serious.
But when it wasn't, a two-run walk-off home in the bottom of the 10th by Brian Guelbas. Two ball, two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler's gone on strikes. 97. Buy him up. The Lugnuts are down to their very last out.
It's a tough one right there. Coming in head high. Maybe a little bit lower. Right there around the zone. Got to try and protect, and he just couldn't catch up to it.
Well, here's one of the best opposite field hitters on the team. Danny Bautista Jr. could take a pitch and shoot it the other way. Righty to righty, two on, two out, down by four in the ninth. The initial offering to Danny. Bouncing ball left of the mound. Over to Field Murillo, throws up his back heel a high arcer. Off the bag, knocked away by Dalton Rushing. Susak stays put at third base. Up to second base on the play, Perez. I've never seen a first baseman bat the ball with his glove like that before. Well, infield single Danny Bautista Jr. and Clark Elliott is coming up as the potential game-tying run.
Well, it'd be a good time for Clark Elliott's first home run. It'd be a good time for the Lugnuts' first Grand Slam of the year.
And it looks like a good time for the Loons to go to the left-hander who is warming up, Benoni Robles. Let's see, do they make the move, or is this simply a visit by David Anderson to cool things down? No, they take the ball away. Move to the pen. The lefty is coming in. And we'll see a lefty-lefty matchup, we shall see, at the top of the ninth inning. Now, you know, if Craig Conklin wanted to make the move, he's got right-handed hitters off the bench he could go to. But it looks like we're going to stick with Clark Elliott, who goes over. And the hitting coach, Ron Whitmire, has the chart on Robles to show him. Adam, you've said throughout this game, Clark Elliott has been late.
Yeah, it's been predominantly fastball against him. He's not been able to catch up to it, and he hasn't been able to adjust in those at-bats. And he struck out three times. So can he get started a little bit quicker and make things even more interesting here, bringing the time run to the plate? And again, you don't need a grand slam to do it all in one swing. Just keep this game alive and keep the line moving. That's the goal here. Make sure you don't chase. If it's not in the zone, don't help him out.
The Loons have blown 11 saves this year. Benoni Robles has not blown any of them. He's 5-for-5, though his ERA is 4.05. 15 appearances, 13 in the third innings. 15 strikeouts, 8 walks. He has allowed a home run. League batting 170 against him. And Adam, let me add in this last stat. He has tossed 3 wild pitches in that limited time.
There you go, that would help.
22 years of age, out of San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. He was signed by the Dodgers 6 years ago. 6'5", 230-pound lefty.
By the way, Jesse, Clark Elliott's last home run came in Stockton this year on May 7th against Fresno. That's his last round tripper. And again, you want to pick a crucial time to get your first home run as a Lansing Lugnut. This would be unreal.
That home run is his only home run as a pro.
You always got the nuggets.
We work in tandem.
Jesse refuses to take any credit. This is hilarious.
Here we go. Two outs, bases loaded, 4-0 Loons. Top of the ninth. First pitch. Elliott takes. Strike home. 89 miles an hour and right in there. Clark Elliott struck out swinging against the starter Kopp, struck out swinging against the reliever Rosario, then against the reliever Tyransky. At 0-1 from Robles. Swing and a miss. Fastball up at 91, strike two.
That's the same story. He's not been able to catch up to the fastball, and that one is head high. Really hard to catch up to that one. And if you're Robles, I mean, I don't know why you go away from the fastball here.
You don't need the home run. You can keep that line moving if you're Elliott. Just punch a base hit. Avery Villanueva is on deck, and then the top of the order in Muncy. The set at the belt. A right leg kick and the pitch. Check swing just off the outside corner. Catch Rodriguez was ready to celebrate, but Daniel, by the way, said no. Ball one outside.
Well, it's been a great approaches by the Nuts in this ninth inning. Elliott trying to keep it going. Staves off that pitch. That was close.
Batista at first, Perez at second, Susak at third. The deal. Yep. Swing and a miss. Elliott strikes out. This ball game is over. Robles went down and away. After the Lugnuts in the top of the ninth, two walks and a single, three left. The Loons take the opener by the final score of 4-0. Lansing Lugnuts postgame when we return to Dow Diamond.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome into Lugnuts postgame. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Lugnuts fall in defeat in the opener of a six-game set at Dow Diamond, 4-0. No runs, 4 hits, 1 error for the Lugnuts in defeat. 8 runners left on and 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And the loss, that's the Lugnuts falling to 1-3 in the second half, 32-37 for the year. Meanwhile, the Great Lakes Loons in the win improved to 2-2, 47-22 overall. 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. After the Loons, 5 runners left on base, 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher is the Loons reliever, Jerming Rosario, now 3-2, save to Benoni Robles. It's his 6th. Brady Basso suffers the loss for the Lugnuts. He's 1-3. However, Adam, I want to immediately start there with Brady. Brady Basso gave up the home run to Dalton Rushing. First run for the Loons. They added 3 more in the 6th against Jack Owen. You take that home run aside, you can even keep it in there. I would say that Brady is continuing his march exactly back to where he wanted to be 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was the bright spot tonight, no question. I mean, he pitched really well. That home run came in his last half inning with an out in the frame, and he quickly got the final 2 outs via strikeout, struck out the side, went 4 innings for a 2nd straight outing, and, I mean, outside of the solo shot, he was really good tonight, kept the Lugnuts in and gave him a chance to win, but they just couldn't get any offense. Too many strikeouts tonight, and as you mentioned, left too many runners in scoring position and couldn't get anybody home.
Let me offer another silver lining. Welcome back, Caden Trenkle. It's like you never left.
2 hits right away. First pitch, he got a hit. 2 pitches later, he was stealing 2nd base. And you're looking at the leadoff guy that started the year hitting 2nd tonight. But again, they need guys to get on base. As shown tonight, they get shut out for the 9th time this year. Got to get guys on base to get runs, and Caden Trenkle is a welcome sight to come back, and that's happy to see that he's coming back producing right off the bat.
Absolutely. Well, 2 hours and 25 minutes to play this one in front of a crowd of 2,475. We look ahead to tomorrow night. Jose DiCochea, start number 3, against Balloons lefty Maddox Bruns. Bruns has a 3.38 ERA. Tell me if this sounds familiar. He does not work very many innings at all, so we're going to see him for probably same thing as we saw Ronan Kopp today. Maybe 3 innings tomorrow, maybe 3 1/3, 3 2/3, 4 innings. He walks guys, but he doesn't allow base hits. He strikes out an awful lot of people. And then we're going to see the parade of Loon's relievers. And on the other side, you need a good start from Jose DiCochea against this explosive Loon's offense.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the winning recipe against the Loons, we always talk about it, Jess. You got to keep them in the yard, and you really got to get off to a good start, try and build that lead, and keep it low scoring. And Lansing was not able to do any of those tonight. They gave up 4 runs. They got scored on first, and it was a home run. So, DiCochea, can you set the tone tomorrow? Come out with a good start, which, again, Brady Basso started pretty well tonight. Lansing's offense just couldn't get anything going. Set the tone tomorrow. Can maybe you get an early run in the first few innings and try and even up this series at 1 apiece?
That's tomorrow. Coming up next for the Lugnuts is the home game. It's going to be the 4th of July. After this series concludes on Monday, Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains on Tuesday, Independence Day next week. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets. Any final thoughts tonight, Adam?
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow, my man.
I look forward to it. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once again, your final score. The Loons 4, the Lugnuts nothing. Good night from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan.